So we're going to have a Bible study first. Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. And we'll read from verse 6. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the oak of Moriah. Chapter 12, verse 6. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the oak of Moriah. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram, and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar, and the Lord who appeared unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Verse 8, And he removed from there unto a mountain, on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and he called the name, and he called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still towards the south. Chapter 13, first few verses there. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Like to, as we begin, to pose three questions to us that we trust we'll be able to find answers to as we go through this portion of Scripture. Like with, if you would turn with me to John chapter 1. The Gospel of John chapter 1. In verse 38. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day. So the first question as we look at this matter of the altar in Genesis is, Where dwellest thou? And then 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 21. We'll read verse 24, connection. 1 Kings 18, verse 20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if God, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. So where dwellest thou? How long halt ye between two opinions? And then the last question will be just one that I pose to you is, how do we make these things real and applicable in our lives? We've had the privilege this morning of reviewing the life of Abram. And we know, those of us that are familiar with the Word of God, that Abram and Abraham is one of these wonderful characters found in the book of Genesis. I think there are six men in particular that God highlights in the book of Genesis, Abram being one of them. And you know, young people, I think it is a wonderful experience. It is something that sometimes we don't really enter into, to consider that God spoke to Abram. You know, we say today, and it is very true for you and I who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, that He speaks to us through His Word. We sit in meetings like this when the Word of God is opened on other occasions. And I know this has happened to me and undoubtedly to you as well, that there's an experience that we're going through. There's something that we need in our souls to help us, and we hear the Lord speaking to us very definitively through the portions, through the ministry of the one that He is using on that occasion. But here was Abram in a place of great idolatry, a place that was in opposition to God. And from the glory where God dwells in light that is unapproachable, God makes His voice heard and known to Abram. You know, that excites me to know that God can reach me where I am. You know, today, cell phones has had a way of making the world very small. You know, in this country, laying telephone lines is what was one of the advancements that made this country so great. To be able to communicate from coast to coast. Many second and third world countries didn't have the money for that type of infrastructure. So information, communication, help if there was an emergency, all became challenges in those lands. But cell phones and cell phone towers have made those countries make a giant leap forward, so that they are now parapursued to the United States in terms of communications. But I want to tell you, long before cell phone technology, God reached down into the Ur of the Chaldees and He spoke to a man. And we want this evening, young ones, young people, to hear that same voice that Abram heard. Because the challenge for him is similar to you and I today. As we look at these altars, before you get to the first altar, there has to be the response to the voice of the one who spoke through the heavens. And you and I have to have ears that are not only open to hear what He is saying, but ears that are going to cause our hearts to respond to His voice. We said that Abram, it took him some time to respond. And you know, we are like Abram. We are slowful people. God has to sometimes say things once and twice and three times. And very often we sit in ministry meetings and we hear it over and over again, so much that we tune out the voice of God. Is it possible that we as believers would shut the ear to the voice of God? Brother Sam was talking about how excited we ought to be that we are exceptional people, that we are special in the sight of God, that as He had marked out Israel for blessing, not because there was something great about them, young people, but because of His own sovereign will, He did it. He has done that for you and for me. Chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. We ought to be excited that we are peculiar people unto God, separated unto good works. Is it possible that exceptional ones would close the ear to the voice of God?